We've gone international again this week, heading to Florida with football coach TK. This man shares such a love for match play cards, playing games and supporting his players. We learned loads and we know you will too. We'd love to know where you're listening from and how match play cards are impacting your coaching and teaching environments. So drop us a review in the comments below and let us know what you're up to. On to the podcast.
Coach TK, welcome to the podcast. Pretty epic to have you. We connected, as I do randomly, kind of just reach out to our customers around the world, and we connected and we spoke on WhatsApp. And after our phone call, I thought, okay, this guy has got to be on the podcast and maybe one of the biggest ever fans of match play cards that I've ever met, which is dead cool. I think I remember the line of, I want to be a master of match play cards, and that was stuck with me, which is so cool. So give us the lowdown. Where are you in the world? What are you up to? And, you know, where are we now?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Right now, I'm in Florida in the US. I'm originally from Zimbabwe. I've been doing most of my coaching really in the US since 2008, 2009. Been in Florida since 2011, and have been fortunate to work with kids from the youth level all the way to college and then all the way to USL. It's been a lot of fun, you know, for me personally as a coach. I'm a player's coach, so it's all about getting to know the individual first and then trying to figure out what your personality brings to the game. So, you know, I meet a player and they're so convinced, hey, you know, I'm a defender, or, you know, I'm a right back or I'm a center back. And we get to hang out and I feel, you know what, your personality leads you to be more of a defensive-minded midfielder. You know, because you know what, you've got these attributes that help us. You know, you can read the game well. You actually like to share, and we like people who like to share in midfield because those are the people that, you know, spread the ball around for us. And then we try and work and influence that player. Hey, when we try something different, you know, something that we feel fits your personality. So that's how we try and develop players at any level that we work through. The match play cards have been one of the greatest additions to the whole process for us because they've allowed us to ask questions in an informal setting, but learning so much about the individual, you know, especially the reflection cards. We've used the reflection cards after practice, immediately after a game, or a few days after a game, and sometimes we've used them before a game. And how we've used the reflection cards before practice really is just a way to loosen the players up. So when the players show up and they go straight into a small-sided game, we don't like the players standing around. So you come in. If there's three players, it's a 2v1 rondo in a box. Let's get going. You know, if there's two players, why don't we juggle and keep the ball up together until a third person shows up? So as the numbers come in, that rondo gets bigger. It does not get bigger than a, you know, 4-5v2, depending on the numbers we have that day. But as the players come in, I've got a deck with me. Reflection, just simple questions. My favorite one is, what made you smile today? You know, so they're coming into session as they're walking to join the rondo group. I've got a deck with me. Hey, how's your day been? Oh, it's been good, you know. Well, it's time. Pull a card, you know. Pull a card and we talk about a card for a few seconds, a minute or so. Then they jump in with the group. And it's amazing what you can learn about the player just before they get into the game and what the game means to them. You know, and then using them after a game, immediately after a game. I remember we'd had a tough game with my high school team, and we felt we had prepared ourselves really well for that match, and we played really good. The referee took us for the ride, gave a corner on a goal kick, which the other team did not waste, put behind the nets. Changes the whole game. We were up 1-0 at the time. It becomes 1-1, and it was a battle. We end up losing the game 2-1. And on the bus ride back, you know, I could tell that some of my key contributors felt they'd let the group down because it's their last season on the team. As seniors, they're moving on to the next level. So we had to quickly improvise and throw in some reflection cards on the bus ride to loosen people up. So they, you know, it was just the first third of the season. You know, we ended up having a fantastic season. The seniors did amazing for us, but that was a key moment for us on the bus where we kind of had to reflect immediately on the game so we can get over it and get ready for the next one. We've used the reflection cards, you know, before a game. So after that game on the bus, we talked to the, you know, the key seniors that felt, you could tell from the body language, they felt they had disappointed the group. And so it was just four players that actually reflected on the bus. The rest of the team actually had their reflection moment before the next game. You know, so while our second team was playing the game, the senior players, each one of them was just coming up to me, drawing out five reflection cards. And we kind of talk about the game, you know, what do you think we could have done better? You know, what did we enjoy? What did we do better as a team compared to the previous game? And so we worked on that reflection more with the rest of the team prior to stepping on the field. And it was like a weight lifted off the shoulders, you know.
That's so cool. And I wrote down a few things here and, you know, I guess a bit of inside knowledge on why we made them. And the reflection cards are massive for us because we wanted to give the coach or the teacher a deck of cards that had these powerful questions on that would kickstart conversations between players and coaches, coaches and coaches, players and players, parents, coaches, players, all of that all in together, believing that if we can ask a powerful question, we're going to get a response that we may have missed if we never asked that question. And the challenge of coaching is one, asking the right question, but also asking it at the right time to the right person as well. And often when it comes verbally, it can be taken very differently to when it's on a card. And Rugby Australia told me this when they used them with the girls, and they're in an elite high performance environment where you're always under pressure. And the coach at the time put all these reflection cards in the gym. They're on camp. They're in a recovery session at the gym. And he just wanted the girls to have some conversation, mix up and not have that conversation necessarily fed from the coach. So around the gym, there's multiple different reflection match play cards. And he put them around and chose certain cards that reflected the session they've had and where they're going to next, and did not say anything, just left them. And the powerful conversations that came out of that were amazing, you know, because players would have been talking to the person next to them, normally maybe on their phone or talking about what's on TV that night, but putting a spark or a seed to plant that conversation is so powerful. That's brilliant. What sort of responses do you see from the kids when you put them in? You know, what would be an example?
Well, it's always interesting how they respond the first time the cards show up. You know, that's one of my favorite moments because you always get the look of, Coach TK, what crazy idea do you have now? You know, I'll give you an example. I've had, you know, some of my teams to help players learn how to look up when they're delivering the ball to a team. We didn't use any bibs that day. We actually used colored shower caps. So the red team had red shower caps, the yellow team had yellow shower caps, you know, and so you had to look up, you know, all the way up. And it was supposed to be a fun opportunity, you know, just, you learn, but we're also just playing around, and, you know. So when I show up with the cards, you know, most of the players are thinking, what's he been up to these days? You know, why? What do you have, coach? And as soon as they realize, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be fun. This is about us, you know, and I always let them pick the cards, and then whoever picks it, so who wants to pick the card today, you know, for this round, the player picks it, then they have to read it to their team, say, okay, well, you know, I'm the only one allowed to speak, you know, during this next round of games. And it's always interesting to see how the player delivers the message to the team, you know. So in that moment, when I'm looking at, hey, who are leaders in the group? You know, who are the people that the players seem to respect and listen to? You know, how long does it take for that message to get across? So yeah, the initial reaction sometimes, you know, they're timid and wondering what's next. And then as soon as they realize, you know, it's them taking control, it's not me saying, hey, let's get on the lines and let's start running or let's do, no, this is you. You know, all I'm saying is, hey, take these rules, put them inside this box and let's play. And so it's been fun, you know. Then let's say you play a game for 3 minutes, get a 15-second break, we get back on, now we're changing the rules. So now they know what it's about, they're eager to pick the card. You know, I don't even have to ask who's picking the card now, they're walking right to me, what's the next card, coach? You know, sometimes after we've introduced the cards, maybe the second or third session, we start using, you know, hey, team B, when you pick the card, you give the rule to team A. We start kind of mixing things up. Sometimes we just put the cards on the floor and see who's interested in grabbing one. They just go grab one and say, okay, well, since you were eager to open one. We're going to take this rule that you just found and we're going to implement it to what we're doing here.
It's so cool. And I just wrote something down here around, I think it's powerful what you said around letting the players read what's on the card. So often, well, we would see maybe coaches give the cards and let the players pick, and then often the coach would, you know, take that card back and read it. But I think it's so powerful and really amazing to see the young people or the adult, whoever's using the cards, to actually have them read it, because they will take that card in a different direction to maybe what you thought they were going to take it in.
Exactly.
And that's the one of the biggest reasons we design the cards with very limited rules on it must be this and it must be that, because you know your players better than we all do. And just that powerful moment, that 30-second little bit of you've picked a card and Coach TK's, you know, he's going to read it or Jack's going to read it. That powerful little moment is so cool to see.
Oh, yeah. My favorite too is, you know, especially with youth players, you have the timid, quiet, shy player that really doesn't like to say much, you know. And usually that's the player that shows up, does the draft and goes home, you know, delivers every time. Doesn't really want the attention. But when these match play cards come up, it's amazing how that barrier is broken, you know, it's because, hey, I mean, my teammate's done it, you know. And you see the shy player look at the card and deliver the message to the team, and you think, man, you can actually speak up. Yeah, it's been brilliant.
And it's one of those things that when you give a card, I think it's really important to understand why you give that card to that person and when you give it to them. And, you know, I would do a lot of sessions where actually sometimes I wouldn't even give any team challenge cards out. I would maybe just choose a couple of individuals every single session to support them. Just to see, okay, well, how can you communicate? And sometimes I would intentionally give it to the captain because I want them to maybe get some feedback on their communication, or the opposite, where I might give it to the quietest person and invite them to choose a card, but then also go and give that card to either a teammate or an opposition teammate, you know, in the training game.
I like that.
And talk to me, what's some other different ways you've been using them in the games, and maybe even a little bit on the interview that you did recently, which I thought was so cool.
Yeah, so, you know, in the games, we've, it's really become, the cards are in my pocket during the session. So anything is possible. As the session evolves, if I see a moment that requires a little bit of, you know, influence or some inspiration, and I think, okay, this, a reflection card could do good here, or the match play card could do good here. So reflection on the left, match play on the right. I just put my hand in there, quickly take a peek. Okay, I'm good to go. Then I approach the player. The drill could still be going on. Just walk right in there. Hey, your turn. You know, players in, slightly removed from the game for a second, picks the card, reads the card. Okay, it's an individual goal. No problem, goes and takes care of it. If it's a team goal, then it's your job, the player, to wait for that right moment. So when the ball goes out, or the best moment to pass the message on to your team. And it's amazing how some players will wait for the ball to go off the pitch. Some players will start screaming the message to their team right away. You know, hey, we can't score until everybody's over the half. We can't score until everyone's over the half. Or some players wait for the throw-in to go out and, hey, listen, our rules have changed. Or, hey, I just picked a card. My card is, you know, I only have three touches, so when I get the ball, it's got to be quick. And then sometimes it's just go to the goalkeepers, the goalkeeper picks a card, and then the goalkeeper has to pick who the card goes to, because sometimes as the session's going, the goalkeepers don't get as much interaction as you want them to. And so just trying to keep them engaged and involved. Most sessions, we don't have a goalkeeper trainer there to specifically work with them on the side. So we also have to make sure we keep them engaged. And that's another way, we just kind of go with the cards over there while the session is going on in front of them. You know, just kind of take them aside. Hey, pick a card. They look at it. So usually for the goalkeeper, it's a team goal. It's, you know, it's instructions for the whole group. So they work on communicating with the group, but at the same time, they're also engaged, you know, especially my favorite one for the goalkeepers is your team can't score until everyone's over the halfway line, because now the goalkeeper's forced to shout at everyone. And if I can get my goalkeeper to, you know, to speak to 11 all at once, happy days.
That's so cool. And I know that you've been amazing at sharing these cards with other people. And, you know, I think you've probably shared it in America around, not every coach would often think this way around using games and challenges. And you know, you probably challenged a little bit of thinking in some other people as well. But, you know, when you share them with other coaches, which we're really grateful for, you know, what are they saying? What are they seeing? How can they see them in their sessions?
You know, it's always one of my favorite things is watching people grow. And when we introduce the cards to the players, and most of the time I'm coming in as a guest coach or as a trainer to help run a session. So the team is led by somebody else. And in that moment, they get to witness the power of the cards. And it's been a very cool experience because it helps them realize that it's not just about the cones, you know, it's not just about the tactic. You know, we can deliver the same message, the same tactical message while having fun. We can deliver the same tactical message, the same technical message while having fun, while influencing the kids to think in different ways. And, you know, I always use the example of cones. When you show up to a session and you put cones down, right? So in the US, if you put cones down and you tell kids, hey, we're going to pass the ball. There's four of you, pick a side. We're going to pass the ball between the four of you. The players are going to run and stand next to the cone, not in between the cones. Right. When I was in Wales for my UEFA B, you know, you set up the cones and you tell the lads, hey, there's four sides, pick a side, let's pass the ball. They were in between the cones. Right. And so it had me thinking, you know, but why? Why is it that way? You know, what is it that, how is the message different? The message is the same. Right. But it's the fact that he most, you know, usually the parent coach hasn't had that experience to instruct the kids. So they always use the cone as a reference point. So everything starts on a cone and ends on a cone. Right. So it's almost a rigid structure. And I see the cards as that language that helps you get the player away from that rigid structure while achieving the same thing. Right. And so spatial awareness in that moment, how can we get you to think, okay, if I stand between these cones, I've got more room to move side to side than standing by a cone. Light switch comes on. We see that same thing with coaches when we bring the match play cards to training and they realize, okay, oh wait, there's two players, right? It's just juggling the ball back and forth. Okay, now we're into a rondo with 3v1. Okay, but why are you asking them this question before they get on the field? Why does it matter that something made her smile today? Well, for me, that's, like I said, it's one of my favorite reflection cards. What made you smile today is because everybody does. Takes a second. What made me smile today? And it's almost as if they're going through a list of good things that happened to them on that day. And for me, I can just see the spirit change. I can see somebody loosen up and be more eager to jump in. And that's the same thing that happens with the coaches when they see the card. It's almost like a light switch comes on. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I use this instruction all the time. I tell them, hey, you can't score until the whole team is over the halfway line. But it seems to be more effective when it's coming from there. And then so now, you know, you start thinking about ways to get the message to the team while making the team and the players feel responsible for that, you know, growth. You know, instead of me telling you, hey, don't stand on the cone, how can I make you realize, hey, if I work between the cones, I'm going to have more room to play.
I think that's so cool. And when I first introduced the cards to coaches and maybe going into a guest session with a class or a group of teachers or a group of coaches, and I put all the cards on the table and I say, pick a card for the most challenging kid you've got in your session, or pick a card for the kid that is the quietest. And it's really interesting to see what cards they pick. And they pick a card and they instantly know a kid or know a player they would give that card to. And that's the biggest reason we made them, that we would like the cards to be solutions to some of the biggest challenges and hurdles that coaches and teachers have. So whether that's mixed ability groups or kids always asking to play a game, which they should never ever have to do because it should always be games as much as possible, or that one challenging individual that you can't get enough out of, or you go into a game day and you think, oh, but we did this in training, why is it not working? And I always go back to, training must have an incentive to do something. So let's say you want to pass the ball more. There must be an incentive, match play cards, to incentivize that to go forward. It's like when you say to a kid, you either go to bed now or you can go to bed in 10 minutes but you can have pancakes in the morning. There has to be a bit of a choice around, okay, well, there's an incentive to go to bed now because I'm going to get pancakes. There's got to be, if you know what I mean, there's got to be an incentive to do it.
That's right. The pancakes will win at my house.
And lastly, talk to us about this interview that you did recently that I know you went in and you shared some cards and with the Athletic.
Yeah, no, that was a cool experience for sure. I'm pretty sure that they'll be calling to try and order the match play cards. Yeah, I had the opportunity to be part of an interview, and I brought the cards with me. And, you know, I knew how I wanted to use them, and I knew how I wanted to approach the interview with the cards. And it worked very well. I thought that everybody was as surprised, but at the same time intrigued by how and why is this interview going this way. But at the same time, they were keen to know, what is this? You know, and why do you use this? So it really, the interview actually turned into a conversation about, you know, these cards that I brought with me and how they've influenced how I coach and teach the game. I brought 5 reflection and 5 match play and then 5 for the kids ones. And so got in, sat down, introductions, 4 people in front of me. They introduced themselves, explained their roles, and hey, we're going to go through a series of questions with you, each one of us, and then at the end, you know, you can chime in and ask a question if you'd like to. Sure, yeah, no problem. Let's go ahead. They asked their questions, we went through what they expected. And then halfway through, the second guy said, you know, do you have any questions so far? I just said, yeah, well, I don't really have a question. You know, I think, can we take a break? And kind of looked at me, well, what do you mean, can we take a break? We're in the middle of an interview. I said, yeah, I've got a card I'd like to share with you guys. And my question is, would you be open-minded to just take a look? Sure, of course. So reflection, right? Reflection on my left, match play on my right. Pull them out. Here we go. Put them on the deck. Can you please draw a card for me? He looked at me almost to say, is this going to be a magic trick? You know, you're not going to get this job. You know, so flips the card over. Once again, my favorite card to the rescue. What made you smile today? He looks at me almost saying, why do you care? You know? And what made you smile today? Oh, you know, he says, when I was dropping my daughter off at school today, you know, she was very open and excited about what they were doing that day. And she said to him, you know, I can't wait to show you my work after school today. And he said, that was the coolest thing because she's never really been one to be eager to bring back schoolwork. So he said, that really made me smile. And I said, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, how old is your daughter? Oh, she's 14. You know, does she play any sports? So then now we're just talking, me and him, we're just having a conversation. And so the other 3 are looking, you know, the next 2 that had questions coming up, they drew a card. So we ended up having 3 people draw a card. And they just, we just started talking about the cards and how I use them in coaching and in teaching. Took about 30 minutes. And really at the end, it was, thank you guys for your time. You know, this has been fun. I don't think they realized that we really didn't even finish the interview. We just had a conversation for 30 minutes. And hopefully they'll call me back this week.
That is, we ship cards to 55 different countries around the world and got 10,000 plus users. And I think that is maybe one of my coolest stories that I've heard since we launched about 5 years ago. That is so powerful and just epic. That is so cool. And what did they say when you said, you know, would you be open to using that? I'm curious.
There was this pause, you know, they paused and was kind of, you know, why, you know, like, what is this? Almost look, you can see that look that the players give me at training when I show up with my cards, something different to them, you know. And, you know, I basically explained to them, you know, I use these cards when I'm teaching and coaching. They help create a more player-led, more player-influenced environment. You know, they give me opportunities to interact with the player without giving coaching instruction, without talking about the board necessarily or what you have to do on the field. They just kind of give an opportunity for a conversation, you know. And so I kind of walk them through a few times that I've used them and how my goal is, you know, when I have my big time office, when you walk into the office, my cards are all going to be stacked in a deck right there. We are not going to talk about anything until you pick a card, you know, and that got a few chuckles in the room, you know. But, you know, then I kind of just, about 5 minutes spiel, really just, this is how I use them and this is how I feel they've influenced my players. The players find it fun. So as soon as they see the cards, they're not thinking, oh man, training sessions. Oh, the cards are here. You know, like, what card am I going to pick today? And it changes the entire vibe for the session, you know, or the conversation. You know, I've had players who wanted to come and talk to me about very, very tough things, you know, and coaching women as a male coach, you can find yourself in a position where it's tough for the player to come and open up about certain things. And being able to give them that buffer when they come and talk to you, whether it's a reflection card or a mesh play card, something to get their mind slightly off of the pressure of what they want to talk about. So it's easier to get to that point, you know. And so when a player is requested to have, you know, a private meeting or one-on-one meeting with me or, my, or me and my coaching staff, I always try my best to make sure I have, you know, a card or two in my pocket that I feel can loosen up the conversation so they are comfortable speaking up. And, you know, the few times I've been fortunate enough to have them with me and prepared for it well and use the cards, it's led to some really good conversations, you know, where players have opened up. And as coaches, we always think we see everything in the environment, but these cards have helped open up some of these things that, you know, could slip by, you know, and it's been great, you know.
You're one hell of a coach. You're one cool coach, and the players and the parents are lucky to have you. Let's finish with your top three top tips to, you know, getting the most out of match play cards. Maybe someone's going to order them, or they've ordered them for the first time and they're sat in their office. You know, what's some top tips to get the most out of these cards?
Number one, get the cards in the player's hands. That's it. That's number one. Let the players see the cards. Number two, remember, nothing's perfect. You may have a vision in your head. You may have something you've planned and you feel the cards are going to produce a certain influence, and the players get the cards in their hand and they influence you. So be ready for that, that the lessons are going to go both ways, you know. Number three, just try. Get those cards out there. Get them involved in your sessions. Find a way to align your philosophy or for that session, your plan for the session, with the cards that you're carrying. You know, be comfortable looking through the whole deck and picking cards that you feel are going to give you or influence the results you're looking for. You're not sure about a card, bring it with you. Let the players help you figure it out. Top three.
Yeah. Wicked. That's like just instant. I love it. Absolutely love it. And we absolutely love your work, and incredibly, like I said at the top of this, like, incredibly grateful for sharing them with so many players and coaches in America. And they're really, really lucky to have you. And we're also incredibly lucky to have you sharing them, using them. And it's amazing. And some of the best stories that you've shared since we launched. So that's so cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, we're still growing. More coaches and teachers are going to see these cards over this coming summer. We've got a lot of things planned for them. So wherever you see Coach TK, the match play cards are going to be with me. You know, my staff coach, Andrew, he's got a deck that he carries with him too. So we were growing. And like I said, soon you're going to have to call me Master TK.
You're going to be the king. You're going to be telling me how to do it.
Thank you so much.